Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of stuff cooking as the Giants move closer to hiring a general manager, as the playoffs go to week two. And there's even some baseball later today. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm not as good as you, but I'm doing all right.
Is that because Odell Beckham showed you what you missed last night?
I thought of you all
come
night.
Come get some.
All night last night, I thought of you. Odell's throwing a 40-yard bomb down the field. Craig's head is in my face.
You have to admit this.
What?
Considering yesterday's conversation, which was totally out of left field, you know, wasn't based on anything, you know, in the news or anything, you know, local that happened. We just had a very organic conversation, which we don't need to get into again, about Odell Beckham. Based on that, what happened last night for me, like it couldn't have gotten any better.
Well, it's funny. It's funny. So a brief summary is I'm not as high on Odell as you are. And I sit down last night to watch the game. I prefer the Rams to win only because I think they have a better shot to knock off Tom Brady. And I realize I was in a two-day-long fantasy league in which Odell Beckham Jr. almost beat me. And that almost made it worse. Not only do I have to deal with you being happy, but then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose this fantasy battle because of Odell Beckham Jr. But he was great. And look, I'll give them this. The signing of Beckham has turned out to be a very important signing and a very needed signing, especially with the health issues that they had at wide receiver. So he played well. Good for him. Now go beat the Buccaneers. All right? Go, Odell, you're my guy. I'll wear your jersey. Go send Tom Brady home.
It was just so apropos of this show yesterday that we have this like 45-minute long debate about, you know, Odell and the Giants. Did they make a mistake? Did they make a mistake? Is he any good? Is he any good? Blah, blah, blah. And then there was a point in the game yesterday where they put the stat up. He had more passing yards than Kyler Murray.
No, I know. How bad was Kyler Murray?
Yeah, Kyler Murray, you know, it's, you know, they talk about, you know, the, you know, you're seeing ghosts or, you know, the game's too fast for you. Well, you saw like the combination of every bad cliche we've ever heard about a quarterback in over his head all happened last night in like two quarters of football to Kyler Murray. And it capped off, of course, with the underhand toss.
Oh, my God.
While being dragged down to the ground for the pick six.
We have watched a lot of bad quarterback play over the years, a lot of mind-boggling decisions over the years. And even that one may top the list of all the garbage we've seen from Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold or even Eli Manning at the end of his career. That was brutal.
There is a story out there, which really we talked about a bit last week when Joe Judge got fired for the Giants, that's for some reason got legs, and it's weird how it's rearing its ugly head. You know, the Giants, I guess, had Jim Schoenen today from the Buffalo Bills. He's the first of the candidates to get to the second round and the in-person face-to-face interview.
Right.
And again, representing the New York Giants face-to-face is Chris Mara, is John Mara, of course, and Steve Tisch. And for some reason, the Giant fan base, based on the questioning last week of John Mara and the fact that we have nothing else to complain about, have really latched on to Chris Mara as a negative. Chris Mara as the problem with the New York Giants. Chris Mara as, why don't we get rid of Chris Mara? We fired other people in the position he's in. And I question it because everyone that feels that way, and I'm not saying you don't have the right to want any executive to be moved out of the decision-making room. You've had a decade of failure. So I totally respect you if you're a Giant fan that's saying, listen, solely because we have failed for a decade now, and the last 5 years have been the worst 5 years dating back to the 1970s, we want a different voice or mind or person in the room where the decision is going to be made. I get that. I respect that. But every one of you is a hypocrite because you want Chris Mara fired. And you want him fired because it's convenient now to say, oh, let's fire Chris Mara. The team hasn't been good for 10 years. It's Chris Mara's fault. When not a single person out there would fire Chris Mara if your name were John Mara. He's an owner.
That's your defense?
Yeah, it's a good one. I
your
talked
defense
that last
is
night.
That. Wait a yeah. second. Hold yeah. on. Let me get, because I may be hearing you wrong.
Yeah,
I
think
apologize.
You're probably hearing me wrong because I spent all night on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying that myself or Big Mac or any Giant fan listening should not want to move on from Chris Mara because if we were John Mara, we wouldn't want to fire our brother?
You wouldn't.
Well, how's that relevant?
Everyone of you out there saying the right thing to do, you better fire Chris Mara. I'm not saying Chris Mara should be, you know, have the VP of whatever his exact title is. He owns the team. So who are we to have the balls to say? Let me rephrase that. Because we're fans, we have the balls to say it.
Yeah, rephrase that.
Let me rephrase that. I'm going to rephrase that in the moment, okay?
Good.
He owns the team.
Yeah.
We don't get to say what he should do.
Yeah,
sorry.
We do. We're fans. And we have a right to say this team has been bad for a while. Let's look deeper into this organization and try to figure out why. And the relationship of an owner also being the VP of player personnel, an owner also being a finalist for the GM job, which he was before Jerry Reese got it, like, it may not be healthy to have that voice still in the room.
Yeah, but it's funny to me that he has become public enemy number one now. You go across the board, our show, any other show, I've heard it, I've read it now as well. You know, the New York Giants should consider replacing Chris Mara. He owns the team.
Well, then he shouldn't be the VP of player personnel.
Okay, but he's going to be in the room. Now, whatever his title is, to me, is irrelevant to this conversation because he owns the team. So if you strip him of the title and you take away the responsibility as a scout, as a pro personnel guy, something that, to be fair, he does have a 30-year career doing. It's not like he's the rich kid who fell off a
boat
and they appointed him head of pro personnel.
I do agree with that. It should be pointed out. Yeah. I'm glad you did, because even as someone on the other side, I do want to admit, Chris Mara has worked a very long time in scouting. His eyes have been on football for a long time. He actually interviewed for other GM jobs in the past.
So if we accept the fact that at least he does have the resume to have ascended to that position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want a new guy to make decisions, have at it. I'm good with it. But Chris Mara isn't leaving the room. And all you people out there, not saying you, Evan, that I've been reading about and hearing about, who are suggesting now, Chris Mara's been the problem. Well, guess what? You know who else has been in that room for the last 10 years? John Mara. You know who else has been in that room for the last 10 years? Steve Tisch.
Right.
They've owned the team longer than that.
Sure.
So all of a sudden, you have created a scapegoat. We've taken the blame pull out of wrapping, which we do on Fridays, and we found an easy mark. The easy mark is, it's got to be Chris Mara because of his title.
I think it's
off base and out of line, frankly.
It's not as if Chris Mara is being blamed for all the Giant problems. I'm certainly not doing that. But I think we're evaluating how the Giants do business. That's what's going on.
Okay.
We're reevaluating how we got here. And so that's why we're taking a closer look at the fact that Chris Mara is an owner. He interviewed to be the Giants general manager years ago after Ernie Accorsi retired. He's been in the organization for a while. He's got a pretty high title, even though we're told the GM ultimately has the final say. And I think you look at this and say, it's not that Chris is the problem. Because if that's your statement, I agree. But is this healthy? Is this a healthy way to run an organization?
So here's the question.
And I think that's a very fair question to
ask. Okay, so then you play it out. Let's say the mob gets what they want. Chris Mara is no longer the VP of whatever, player personnel, pro personnel, any kind of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the team. He's going to be in the room. He is going to have some say in whatever decision they make. He has a vote. If he didn't have a vote, he wouldn't be in the room, obviously.
Sure.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, let's say the Giants gave you what you wanted, and they throw that kibble to you. Okay, fine. Whoever the new GM is going to bring in a brand new VP of pro personnel, whatever it is, whatever the title is, right? But guess what? The guy in the room that's going to help make that decision is John Mara, Steve Tisch, and Chris Mara. So at the end of the day, what did you get? You're not taking him out of the room,
right?
And he's not going to walk out of the room because he's an owner. So you have a choice you have to make now. If you are a Giant fan that thinks Chris Mara is the problem, Because if Chris is the problem, by proxy, the Maras are the problem.
I think most Giant fans agree that the Maras are the problem.
So are we at that stage now where you're a diehard Giant fan and you watch last night's game and you wish you were the LA Rams? And you watch the weekend football, and man, you wish you had this team or that team or this coach or that GM or whatever it may be, right? Or you know, the Bills are obviously hot to trot right now. We're talking to their GM, and most people think if the GM comes, guess who's coming with them? Coordinator, right? So when you look at it, are you legitimately telling me that you're a diehard Giant fan and you are ready now to say the Maras have to sell? Because that's what you're saying. If you want Chris Mara out of the room, you want the Mara family out.
I don't think you have to
And I think that's crazy talk.
I don't think you have to go to that extreme. I mean, you can't see that it seems unhealthy to have an owner with a job title, VP of player personnel.
So I'm agreeing.
Who's putting in scouting advice to the general manager. And even though the GM ultimately gets to make his decision, as John Mara said, if you believe his word, hey, look, 99.9% of decisions GM's going to make, I may have an influence on a guy who may have an off-the-field problem. You don't think that GM takes the advice of an owner that's also the senior VP of player personnel and says, ooh, I look at that advice different than anyone else who works on the
team? You think if you take away the title from Chris Mara, it's any different?
Well, is he out there scouting on a day-to-day basis? Is he out there with a job title of somebody?
But I know he's got the little business card that says owner on it.
To your point, will it make a whole hell of a difference? It may not if he continues to do the same thing. But you have to admit, and I hope you do, is this doesn't feel like a healthy organization. Do you admit that?
Because for me, it doesn't feel healthy based on their refusal up until now to look outside the organization
for
help.
Hold on. And I agree. That's one aspect of it. But keep this in mind.
Good.
A guy whose title is senior vice president of player personnel, I think that's his title, a guy who interviewed to be the GM, wanted to be the GM of the New York Giants after Ernie Ricorsi retired, a guy who interviewed for other jobs, is also an owner and is still in the organization. Is that healthy in your mind? Does that feel right? Does that feel good? Forget about what you would do if you're John Mara. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
My question to you is, I'm describing that, I think, pretty accurately. I don't think I've said anything out of turn.
I agree.
Does that feel healthy to you?
When you're losing, it doesn't.
Well,
when
guess
you're losing,
what?
It doesn't.
Guess what? The Giants are doing a lot of losing. And when you do a lot of losing, you start to be a little bit more introspective.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.